Get ready for a transformation.
But in this kingdom, we start growing. We are replacing those carnal thoughts with the word of God. Our minds are renewed to the word of God. At that time, glory, glory, glory. So when we are speaking from knowledge. Or you wake up and say, "Hey, bonga fish and gari." Glory to God! I took it in the dream. I will never take it in life. In the name of Jesus.
Say, "I'll never be poor."
Jesus Christ. Pay attention to everything I'm going to show you.
Another life-changing moment with Apostle Peters.
You may be seated. You can imagine those who claim to be clean, fine, influential. They claimed so. Maybe one time the lady was the miss of a state, or even the miss of a country, but she's now in the grave. Death did not respect her beauty. Didn't. And there are many of them like that have ended up in hell. With their beauty. In hell. Nobody could tell them that they are too beautiful to end up in hell. Say, "I'm too cute to end up in hell." You know, it's only in Christ Jesus that knowledge comes to you. That you are too cute. This cute you, made in God's image, end up in hell? Never. Never. I would never end up in hell. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I would never end up in hell. Say it one more time. Say, "In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I would never end up in hell." Never. Say, "I was born for the glory of God." Say it again. Say, "I am a carrier of the glory of God." Say it again. Then say, "I am the glory of God." Say it again. One more time. Say, "I know that I have the glory of God." Did you ever hear that song? "You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, Almighty God, Almighty," you know, "that is your name." That is not a song for the new creation. It's not a song for the new creation. And I often tell you that when you're singing, especially when you're singing to God, be listening to you. God is real. Is real. Do you understand? Let us not wait. Do you feel comfortable? You said you are serving God, right? And you cannot see him. How will you now know that he's real? You're serving him, you cannot see him, and you still keep serving. You know, some people are like that. Our fathers and great grandfathers, they can't really, there's no proof that God is real to them, but they just keep serving. They serve him like they're serving one idol. They are doing it religiously, faithfully, serving him. But in reality, they can't pick, is he really real? Their life is full of troubles, full of poverty, lack, barely getting by. And yet, they say God is real. If he is real, he should prove it. He should prove it. Don't you understand? Or why should he says we should not? God says we should not lie. He said thou shalt not lie. So how can you be saying, if he's saying he's real and he's not real, then he is lying? To prove it. Some people think when they try to prove it, God will get angry. No! He loves you to prove it. Now, I'm saying something else. Somebody is not really comfortable with what I said earlier. Because I said that it's not true. That song is not for the new creation. Well, it's not for the new creation. That's the truth. It's not for the new creation. Now, under the Old Testament, I understand that the Lord was talking to them and said, my glory will I share with no other. But he was not talking about a human being. He was talking about other gods. My glory will I share with no other gods. But because he said no other, so he thought he was talking about people. Even if he said it, that was Old Testament. Did I show it to you? It's in the Bible what I said. It's in the Bible. You know, when we teach the new creation stuff like this, some people think, except you show to them, they think you. Some people even suspect you. They say, that's heresy. How can a man of God, truly called of God, I'm not talking about someone who is not called of God, have that boldness to come and teach heresy to God's people? Do you know what that means? That's dangerous. That's dangerous. If you're not a man of God, you are a Christian. The Bible says you'll be held responsible for every word that comes out of your mouth. Not talk of somebody that is a man of God. The Bible says that the teachers will be judged first, and their judgment will be severe. Their punishment will be higher. So if a man of God is coming out, a man of God, I'm not talking about somebody that says he is. I'm talking about somebody that is a man of God with the signs. And then if he has the boldness to come and face God's people and teach heresy, teach them lies, then he's looking for trouble. That's the fact. You know, it has become so common now. You don't even give a prophecy and you say, the Lord said, when the Lord has not said. That in its own is dangerous. That's why I like to teach people different kinds of prophecies. You understand? Yes, you have to understand that there is the Omomo prophecy. That's the one that you speak just by inspiration. Every prophecy is by inspiration, all right? But there are the ones that you just give because of the inspiration of the moment. And that prophecy is in line with the word of God. So when you say it, well, that's still God saying. You understand? So God may not really hold you responsible for that. He understands that you are trying to put something together from his word. And according to the proportion of your faith at the time, you're giving the prophecy. But when you are telling somebody, for instance, you are giving a direction from the Spirit of God. For instance, that's dangerous. And then you say, God said to do this and do this. That's off. On it too. And God did not say. So I'm just trying to bring out the point. Not to now talk of you coming out to teach God's people lies. The reason why you've had men of God who have come out to teach lies is because it's not even their calling in the first place. Some of them just love to teach, but they are not called to teach. And so they mess everything up because they see that teaching, you know, like a prophet that Kenneth Hagin said, this man of God, you will know him if I mention his name, but I won't. In the days of Kenneth Hagin, this man of God was a prophet of God with marvelous works, marvelous signs and wonders. But he perceived by the Spirit of God that the days of teaching had started coming into the church. So he started teaching. And as he started teaching, he started messing up a lot of things. Turning the Bible upside down. Why? Because the anointing is not there. If you don't have the anointing to do something and you try to do it, you mess it up. It takes the anointing to teach, which means that to even understand the scriptures at that level, it will take the anointing. So if that anointing is not there, you must not come out and say, me too, I want to teach. You will mess things. You'll be saying rubbish things and you'll be saying it confidently. I've not forgotten. I want to show you something. So let me just show you. John chapter number 17. Okay, so John chapter number 17. where do we begin from? Let's begin from the 15th verse. There are a lot of things, beautiful things, in the book of John. As you study the scriptures, you discover that so many things that have been said by us are not really exactly so. Then you discover that many things that have been done in the church of God and believed in the church of God are not actually exactly so. You say, so how come everybody believed it? Because somebody started it. Because somebody who was seen and respected to be spiritually high started it. And so had many followers. Because, for instance, let me tell you, for instance, if I come here now, I'm teaching you, some of you, you know, I have sons here, and I tell you something, and it's not so. Now, let's assume that we have millions of you following me. We will get there, we will pass it, so just relax. Millions of you following me, and I say something, and because you all revere me, you all honor me, I'm your mentor, you understand? Because I said it, you will pick it up. Thank God things are changing now. Without even thinking or going back to check. I may not be able to, listen, if you're going to take anything from me, let me prove it to you. I may not be able to, most of these things were not proved from the scriptures. But because of the hunger of God's people, this man is high, he's up there. This man has gray hair, experience, you know, put all these things together. Can't you see the miracles that he's doing? So anything he says, he says. No, not necessarily. And you know what? God will not hold him responsible for you believing that lie. Listen to me. Because he didn't teach you a lie on purpose. He only taught you what he knew. You see that? And God will honor him for teaching you all his light. God loves it when you walk in all your light at the moment. But when you grow up in that light, he doesn't expect you to still go back there. Just come out and be bold. Say the truth. And say, excuse me, I taught you something before, but here is it. The Lord opened my eyes, showed me something higher. That's humility. Listen, what I'm saying is ancient. So that you blaming somebody. It's because my pastor said this. Your pastor said, God will not hold your pastor responsible. It's you. He will hold responsible. You're supposed to check what your pastor said. If you know your spirit is not cooperating with it, go back and check. The man only gave you what he knew. And God will even bless him for giving you that. But as he journeys, as he keeps working with God, God takes him higher and shows him more. Maybe by the time God is showing him, you have jumped out of the church and he's teaching that you are no longer there. You now carry the old one that he told you are carrying it about. Now you start a ministry. You now begin to teach your plenty members. Those ones too, they go everywhere. That's how these things spread. For instance, all our lives, as we were growing up, we knew our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, to be the Lord's Prayer. But then you discover that should not even be called the Lord's Prayer. The reason I say that is because of this. This should be called the Lord's Prayer. Over there, Jesus was not praying. He was only showing them the manner, the format. Pray after this format. You start with what? Our Father who art in heaven. Praise God or exalt God. Hallowed be thy name. Worship him. Thy kingdom come. Your hunger for his kingdom returning. Thy will be done on earth. Oh, prayer that good things that is happening over there should happen here as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, provision. Format. Then we pick it up. All our primary school, secondary school, even university, almost some of them. All our mamas and daddies, you would not finish your devotion, morning devotion, until this one is there. Finally, the Lord's Prayer. And then if somebody says, what's wrong with that? So even if it's not the Lord's Prayer, it's still a good one. You see, your ignorance. That also is not the new creation prayer. Study the book of Acts. Did you see any of the apostles pray that prayer? So what is wrong with you? The apostles see the prayers that they prayed. They prayed in the Holy Ghost. The whole place shook. You didn't hear our Father. No! And for some people, when you talk about praying in the Holy Ghost, they even get upset. Because everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. Is it everybody that has that gift of tongues? Is it not if God give you? Is it not if God give you? Instead of you to meet somebody and say, tell me, how will I enter into this realm? You are using scope. Pride will not let you. Is it not? Glory to God. All right, can we just look at some beautiful things here? Can you pardon me? Can we start from the 12th verse? We will see a lot of beautiful things along the way. You see, I'm just relaxing myself, enjoying myself, just teaching you, right? These are things we have inside. When God said, don't teach that one, so I left it. And so by himself, he's taking over. So that's what's happening. All right, well, this is Jesus talking. And Jesus was praying at this time. But you would discover as we kept reading, was actually praying for his present disciples at the time. And he also said not only those disciples there, it will include other disciples also. You understand? So that's how we know that this prayer is also for us. Do you get it? And you know, Jesus said, He said to God one time, he said, Father, I thank you because you hear me always. Which means that when Jesus prayed this prayer, God heard him. Did you remember he said so? God will always hear him. So watch this. So we believe that God has heard him on this one. And I'm included in this one. Watch this. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. Those that thou gavest me. Which means that there are those that have been given to Jesus in the world. Not everybody in the world is given to him. That's why you should not run yourself mad over trying to get somebody born again. And the person carry cutlass and say, I'll kill you. Carry this man and say, I'll kill you. He said, no! You are the chosen of God. It may not be true. The Bible reveals that there are those that are called the elect of God. Those that God, in his mind, in his wisdom, by his choice, has chosen from the foundation of the world to be his own. To be his own. They are scattered all over the world. Then God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Reconciliation. Don't you hear it? It's reconciliation. They had never shown up on the scene, but we are still to reconcile them. Why? Because in the mind of God, they were always with God. So we are going to bring them back in reality. So he has given us the message. So we go about preaching to all of them, everybody together. So those that God has chosen for himself will be located while we are preaching, and their heart will be drawn towards God. They will come to him. That's the reason for the preaching. But those that God did not choose to himself, no matter what you do, they will not come. And that's why God has warned us not to copy sinners or to envy them. Because you see the guy, you can't understand. He's just living a terrible life, sinful life, and everything seemed to be going on fine with him. He even seemed to be in wealth. And you, a Christian, you are copying this guy. He's just enjoying life. He may even have long life. Well, the guy is fulfilling his purpose. No weapon is headed for hell. So he will get all the best riches that he needs to get from the devil. But you need to know that he's going to hell. But for you, a citizen of heaven, to now be jealous and then you now want to copy him. You see, you want to follow him to where he's going. Don't do that. Okay, so that's that statement. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. All right, so he's talking about the present people right there. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Next verse. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them. Is this new? No, it still happens today. The world hates us because we are not of the world. Now, listen to this. If you try it, this very sensitive is when you are... Listen, if you sleep off now, demons are blowing you breeze. This is so important. This part of it. Watch this. Watch this. Listen, these are the kind of things you see in the Bible. You stop. You drop the Bible and stop and say, "Eh?" I want you to look at this. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Don't you understand? The same way Jesus is not of the world. He says they are not. Remember, we are included. He says we are not of the world. Listen, if you are of the world, it means that you are subject to the negative elements of this world. That's what it means. If you are of this world, it means that this world can make you, break you, destroy you, kill you. Do you understand? But if you are not of this world, then you are of where? Jesus said, just like I am not of this world, they are not of this world. Remember, Jesus said, I am from above. So, where are you from? From above. Jesus also said, the one that is from above is above all. And that's me. Glory to God. That's me. Watch this. Now, I want you to see. Let me read it again. On your own, you go and meditate. These are the kind of things that will give you boldness as a Christian. Do you understand? I discovered that every child of God that has been taught the correct word of God, when you look at them in just weeks and months, their boldness increases. Their boldness, I don't mean they will now go and gym and be square. No, that's not it. When you look at their face, their eyes, you can see boldness there. I mean, the guy before now used to be timid. You look at his face, he quickly does. Not anymore. When he begins to imbibe the word of God, do you understand? Begins to import, he begins to import the word of God into his spirit. You see a higher level of boldness. It's called the word of his grace. Because that guy is preaching from the Bible, does not mean he's preaching the word. He can be preaching from the Bible and everything he's bringing out is about hell. So you are hell conscious until you become a nobody. No, brother, sister, don't be hell conscious. God doesn't want us to be hell conscious. Rather, I want us to be heaven conscious. There's a difference. There's a difference. Why should you be hell conscious? Are you going there? I have given them thy word, and the world that hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Next verse. So you go and meditate on that. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. Don't take them out of this place. But that thou shouldest keep them from the evil, as he done it. Now the word, the evil there, is the word that can also be translated the devil. 15 verse, right? I want you to go to Galatians chapter number 1. Let's begin reading from the second verse. Let me just quickly show you something about this. That portrays that other one. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatians, next verse. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. He did it that he might deliver us. Might is a past tense, right? Past tense of may. He did it so that at that time he was doing it, that he might deliver. The word deliver there also can be translated rescue. Rescue us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. So we've been delivered, rescued from this present evil world. What do you have in this world? Evil. But it says you have been delivered. No wonder it says he has delivered you from the power of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. Which means that no devil hatched out of hell has the right to lord it over you. Do you understand? No devil, except you permit it. Listen, if this is a lie, every other thing in the scripture is a lie. Your being born again is also a lie. This is the word of God. You have been delivered, rescued. You don't belong there anymore. No devil can rule over you. No demon. I mean, just look at the devil just come into the room and say, watch him and watch him. Why are you here? Mr. Nothing. I'm here to kill you. He said, get out. He's lying. Listen, I'm serious. If he's saying the truth, I will tell you. He's saying the truth. The only thing is use the name of Jesus against him. Mm-mm. He's not saying the truth. He's lying. He cannot kill. Why? He doesn't have the key of death. He doesn't have it. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says Jesus has the keys of hell and of death. He doesn't have it. So why is he telling you? He knows your ignorance. So he wants you to be afraid. While he's saying it, you'll be afraid. Kill me. Kill. And because you watch too much home video, it's a problem. Where that fellow with long nails after makeup and it kind of and presses that guy's neck. And even some so-called Christian movies, they've made everything worse. Why you will pray. He's still coming. And finally kills the guy. After he has killed, that wicked man has killed everybody in the family. Finally at the end, he has killed everybody. Finally at the end. Something will not happen. They will not say Nemesis has caught up with him. He's not only Nemesis. So that, you know, we carry that in our mind. Be careful. Don't put my slippers outside. Pack them in. Don't put it outside in the night. But what about the clothes on the line? You want to leave them overnight? Pack them in. Actually, if you are in face my face, you oh dear Jesus Christ. Everybody is in trouble. Everybody is to be suspected. Why is your life like this? And you're a Christian. You go to church. All the praises and the worship, you don't remember those ones. It's those ones that say, Holy Ghost fire, pursue them. Those are the ones you cram. Why? Because you like to use it at home. Against your so-called enemies. All your clothes, once you put them on the line, you dip them in the blood of Jesus. All the clothes, you sprinkle blood of Jesus. Like somebody said, the way they are using the blood of Jesus, are you sure it's still remaining there? Because it would have finished. I would never be ignorant. Listen. Stop behaving like a kid. There is something called kids in Christianity. Grow up. Come up from that level. Come up to a level where you have come to understand that you are seated with Christ. Don't you understand it? That's better than trying to be down there all the time at the mercy of someone. All those kind of things. How will you grow up? That's not me. All right, let's just read this. All right. Back to 15 verse 17 chapter book of John. I just wanted to show you that. I pray for them. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. And this prayer be answered. That's why Paul brought it up for us in Galatians that we just read. Okay, next verse. They are not of the world. He's repeating it. Even as I am not of the world. If he has said it once, we'll say maybe Jesus is not really. He repeated it again. Say, I'm not of this world. I will never be poor in my life. You know, I dislike it when people complain. We don't even know what is happening in this country. You have to queue for shame on you. Go and sit down. Were you expecting that things will get better in the world? Wait, were you expecting so? You were expecting so. Listen.
Oh God, would you understand it?
When God says to you, it's your year of open heavens. He's talking to you. You, not them. Don't you understand? Anytime God tells you, for instance, if God says it's time for you to shine, he says, because there will be darkness in the world. So every time God says, arise, shine, for your light is come, what will he say? Gross darkness has covered the world. When he says, it's your year of open heavens, what is he saying? There's closed heavens down there. So for his children, they are separated. Do you understand? So you have to let it sink. Instead of you, do you think the prophecy is for everybody? It means that in the midst of the darkness, if there is no darkness, how will you shine? Eh? Can light shine under the light? He has to shine in the darkness. So there has to be darkness out there so that I can shine. Hallelujah, glory. That's it. Last year they said everything had increased. You know, everything increased. In the midst of all of that, my family, we were thriving in abundance. We didn't even know. How will you be say everything has increased? So, since we were born, listen, since I was a baby, it has always been that way. Everything has increased. You think the day will come down, and everything will come down. You are wasting your time praying, you know, Father, bring down the price. Bring down the price. You will be hold there. It has to be so. Why? We are drawing closer to the end. One. Secondly, what is ruling this world is the wisdom of men. And the wisdom of men cannot be adequate. It's not absolute. So anything man uses his wisdom, their wisdom to rule, you should expect that it will go down, down, down. It will keep going down. So you don't have to let it. They say something else has gone up. A Christian. No, don't think like that. No. God knows how to fix you. Do you understand? No matter what is going on, it just means that God knows how. He will just increase your own pocket. So you will not feel the heat. He already says, in the year of droughts, you shall not feel the heat. That's what he says. You are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You are bearing fruit. Your leaves are green. Why? Your roots, they tap from the water. Which water is this? That's our Lord himself. Say hallelujah. Listen, believe it. That's the scriptures. Believe it. When you believe it and you begin to live this way, you will not be among those that will be complaining. You merely fought the driver. You only control yourself because you are a Christian. How much? When did it increase to 120? When? A Christian. And then you're now saying, I don't even know. This country, somebody is saying something that you are all the time, you're hungry. And then somebody finally raised it. I said, this country, in Father Buhari, must be like, my brother, Holy Ghost fire. What is the matter with you? Come up from that. Listen, get away from that level. Live there. In all of it, maintain the right confession. And say, no, these things are more than a conqueror. That's how to talk. What did God tell us this year when we're entering? He says, this year is for God's children. It's the year of God's children and for God's children. He didn't say for the world. He says for God's children. For us. It's for us. But you know, you can limit it and spoil it with the wrong mindset. Wrong mindset. They say, fuel has gone to this. This has gone to that. And you are even helping them pass the message on WhatsApp. You are sending it. No, you are not behaving like a child of God. No. You are behaving as though the God that you call is a dead one. He doesn't even care about you. No, I don't think that way. No matter what, irrespective of the situation, irrespective, God is my sufficiency. Let's finish this thing. We may not even get to that place because I'll round up soon. They are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Next verse. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Brothers and sisters, what is the truth? the word of God. Oh, no, brothers and sisters, the truth now is that, oh, fellow Nigerians, can you hear me? The truth now is that we are in recession, not me and you. That's not the truth. That's not the truth. Listen, that's the fact. There's a difference between fact and truth. We don't dwell on that fact. We walk by the truth. The word of God is our truth and is a light. Do you understand? In the midst of the darkness, we shine it and we keep walking. Woo, glory to God. Ah, glory. I will never be defeated in my life. That's the truth. That's the truth. Not what they are saying. What is the truth about me? I'm a joint heir with Christ. What is the truth about me? As he is, so am I in this world. What is the truth about me? He says, for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, though he was rich, for our sake he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. So what is the truth about me now? The present truth is that I am rich. Glory to God. That's the truth. And that is what you should be meditating on. Instead of meditating, you go to the news, you read it. You now have plenty of things to meditate on. They've given you a lot of things to think about. How could you? Read the Bible, you know it. Listen to message, you will not listen. But news, you are there. Reading every news. Hey, three people died. Three people died. You see, that's what you are focusing on. Hey, building collapsed and killed a lot of people. So once you are inside your room, once you are here, papa, you remember the building that collapsed. You are thinking in your mind, oh Lord, God forbid. God forbid. What is the matter with you? Hey, the Bible says in him we live, we move, we have our being. Oh, glory. Can't you think on that? Hey. Some people, you see, the way they handle it, Christianity is a religion. It's not. It's not. Glory to God. I love to load myself with the word of God. Because I know that with the word of God in my spirit, anything becomes possible. Don't you understand? The word of God is God. Do you understand? So when you carry the word of God in your spirit, you are carrying the totality of God. When you speak the word of God to a situation, you are speaking God into that situation. All of God's power will swing into that situation if you have to change. So it's better you have the word in your spirit. It's better. I know that, you know, there are apostles that are preaching people to pray well, pray more, which is very good. Nice calling, beautiful calling, because that is needed. It's needed. But don't be overshadowed by that. Prayer, listen, will not make you live the transcendent life. These things, they all have their rules. It will not make you live it. It can make you to be going from place. In fact, you can become popular just by praying. Because doors may open unto you and you are going to preach everywhere. But you may die like men. Don't you understand? Balance it. Be full of prayer. Be full of the word of God. Not just the scriptures about praying and fasting. That's good. It's a good one. But be loaded with the word of God that talks about your supernatural life. Your oneness with Christ. How will Christ live? Jesus, how will he live if we were here on earth? Will he also catch COVID-19? No. With all the miracles that Jesus did, there's nowhere you read that he fell sick. Those are the kind of life that should thrill you. That's why Jesus is my number one role model. Because we've heard that there are men of God, which we respect so much in the past. I studied about them. Listen, as a student, I studied about past men of God. I studied them. You see the miracles that were performed by them. You'll be thrilled. You'll be thrilled. It will get you praying. But as you read the story to the end, it's good to know what happened at the end. That's why in the Bible, God does not hide it. Every minister in the scriptures, he will show you the end. For instance, look at Solomon. Great story. As you ride with him, as you're studying about him, oh, it will be sweet in you, you understand. But then the hand crashed. A man of great wisdom, all of a sudden, at the end of his life, he turned to great foolishness. He started gathering wives and concubines. Foolishness has come. The greater the wisdom, the greater the foolishness. Then you study what led to all of this. That's why it's good to read the story to the end. And that's the reason why I follow the fathers. Because they've gotten to somewhere. Not somebody that just starting out and is making a noise. No, relax. The end. Say hallelujah. All right. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them. As I'm teaching you now, you are being sanctified. Because the word of God sanctifies. In the 15th chapter of the same book, Jesus said they are clean by the word that I speak unto them. The word of God cleanses you, sanctifies you. That's why it's good for you to be in church all the time. As you receive the word of God, you are cleansed. The dirt in your mind, they are cleansed off. You were just thinking of nasty things before you came. But as you come here, as you came, the word of God has been coming to you since. And those things are just dropping off. That's how some of us became better. Maybe we used to think a lot of dirt, but as we keep putting the word of God in us, as we kept doing it, we noticed that our mindset changed. But if you don't have enough of the word of God, this room is so large. You are here. A lady is here. Just two of you. Your body will still be doing you. Wah, 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 wah. And I'm saying, this lady is tempting me. She is there. Oh, large room like this. Oh, she's not even close to you. You see, something is wrong with you. You see, that's because of your limitation of the word. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Please, let's keep it. Let's assume it's not there. Otherwise, we will not leave this place today. And for their sakes, I sanctified myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. This is the responsibility of every man of God. Even if you don't want to sanctify yourself for anything, but for the sake of your followers, you have to sanctify yourself. There are things you cannot do. There are things you cannot watch. There are places you cannot be. Why? Because of the destiny. Destinies that are connected to you. Every leader in the house of God, this should be your pursuit. You sanctify yourself because of those that you're leading and because of the work that you're doing. Otherwise, you'll be sinning against the people and against God. Let's read it. And for, okay, next verse. Neither pray I for these alone. Can you see that? But for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Do you believe in Jesus? So he's talking about you. Say hallelujah. Through their word, we believe in Jesus. As you study the scriptures, those are the words of the apostles. Okay. That they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. So all of us, Sele, cherubim, redeem, whatever, we are all one. One. That's why you should not talk against any church. It's wrong. Don't talk against any church. It's wrong. It's wrong. Don't judge. Okay? We are all one. That they may be one in us. So we are all one in the Father and in Jesus. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Next verse. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have what? Eh? No, don't pretend. You have to read it. Because when I was correcting something, they said it's not for the new creation. You will never share your glory with anybody. That's it. What else do you want to hear? He says the glory that God gave to him. He said that glory he has given to us. Listen, he doesn't say that glory I'm sharing with them. He says, I've given to them. In the book of Romans, he says, those that he has sanctified, he has justified, he has glorified. That's us. We've been glorified. That's the glory that he's talking about. That they may be one, even as we are one. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. The same glory is what I carry. Huh? Can we read this on? Should we? This one is enough. We've had church, just this. We can go home now and sleep and say bye-bye. It's good being here. Just this scripture. So my life is full of the glory of God. In the powerful name of Jesus. Anything less than glory, I will never experience. It is less than glory, brothers and sisters. When there is no enough clothes in the wardrobe and you have to bring the one you have and you now take needle and thread. You know, poverty makes somebody creative, you know? That's fact. There's a way poverty will drive somebody to be creative, even somebody that is not creative. If we think of changing the color, this shirt is torn, but the color is good. He will remove it. This one is good, but the color is bad. He removed the color. He now changed. He has become creative. When you ask him, he will tell you, is it good to be wasting things? Shut up! I will never be poor in my life! You know why I say it? I say it a lot because my words carry power. So I love to say it about my life. And as Christians, the Bible says our tongue is anointed. Tell the person beside you, say, I will never be poor in my life. Say, I will never be poor in my life. Brothers and sisters, every strand of hair on my body knows this thing I'm telling you. I would never be poor. Never. Never. Listen, I didn't say I would be rich. I said I would never be poor. Because according to the word of God, we've been made rich. I will never be poor. Poverty. Let's finish this so we can round up. Next verse. If you think that when they say poverty is bad, we are addressing you, so you are getting offended and say, can you just be talking like that? Is it God? The fingers are not equal. Why will you be the smallest finger? So the fingers are not equal. Everybody in the world is not the same. Some of us are poor, some of them are so. I will never be poor in my life. Actually, I was born for the top. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Brothers and sisters. If this is the only thing you know in the Bible, you have made it. Don't you understand? Oh, I feel like leaving all of you and just... Don't you understand what he's saying? He's saying that the very love, the same measurement of love that God has for Jesus is the same measurement of love that he has for me. Don't you understand? No wonder when God wanted to get me, he gave Jesus in exchange to get me. Because in the mind of God, God thinks that Jesus is not more valuable than me. He thinks we are of the same value. Do you understand? He thinks that I'm as special as Jesus is. Glory to God. Glory. As special as Jesus is. I will never die like candy. Never. Listen, forget about how you are behaving. You may not be perfect in your ways. You may be making a lot of mistakes. God is waiting for you to work on yourself. And you better work on yourself. But don't let that limit you. Listen, your right is still your right. A prince in the palace may be misbehaving, but he is still a prince. Do you understand? He is still the heir of that king. Oh, glory to God. Are you still out there? So you cannot accuse him and say, you a prince, you are misbehaving, and now you want to take the things in the... No. Everything belongs to him. Do you understand? A servant will not rule over him. Because he is a prince misbehaving does not mean that a servant will stand up to rule over him. Listen, because you are a Christian misbehaving does not mean that the devil should rule over you. And you fold your arms and say, it's because I've been sinning. No, you say devil in the name of Jesus.
Glory to God. I take my place of authority. I take my place in the name of Jesus. I cannot be limited. I cannot be conquered. I'm unbeatable. I'm unstoppable. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
This message was produced by Supernatural Kingdom Church. To get more of our messages, call 0816-0114-389. Thank you and God bless you.